This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The government must do much more to slow housing foreclosures. That's what Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said today following this news.
The Treasury Department is considering a plan to lower mortgage rates for homebuyers to as low as 4.5%. The rates would apply to 30-year fixed loans. Deborah Solomon of The Wall Street Journal broke that story yesterday. And Deborah, the plan is still in the development stage. I don't think Treasury is actually commenting on whether or not they're going to go ahead with that. How real is it then?
I think it's pretty real. Secretary Paulson has made it clear that he thinks bringing down mortgage rates is the key to ending sort of the rot in the housing market. With prices falling, people are continuing to be foreclosed on, and he sees bringing down mortgage rates as a way to not only end foreclosures but get more people back into the housing market, which will bring up the prices of homes and maybe stabilize the housing market a bit.
Some people are quoted as saying that this could get rid of half of the housing inventory out there.
Well, I'm not sure if we know how much inventory it might get rid of, but it obviously is going to, if you can get a cheaper loan, you can afford a bigger mortgage and you can afford a more expensive house. That will bring up, the prices of houses, but that's also going to make people more willing to get into the market if they can get a mortgage rate of 4.5% versus something like 6%.
So this would only be for Fannie and Freddie loans, right?
It would be for loans that are backed by Fannie, Freddie, and the Federal Housing Administration. And that's a pretty significant chunk of loans. I mean, most of the new loans being made right now are backed by Fannie and Freddie.
So basically, this would apply to almost any bank?
It's basically, Treasury can't bring down the rates itself. What it's going to do is encourage banks to bring down the rate to as low as 4.5% by offering to buy the securities underlying those loans at a price that's equal to 4.5%. So in other words, they're basically telling the banks, hey, if you make a loan, we're going to pay you at a rate of 4.5%, so you're guaranteed that yield. And so that's going to make banks more willing to decrease their loans to that amount.
So how would that affect the credit crunch, though? Because I think the problem now is that banks are just unwilling to provide credit to possible home buyers.
That's true. I mean, the government's trying to attack it on several fronts. They're trying to, loosen credit in a number of ways. This particular plan, they think, would help loosen credit by essentially guaranteeing that they would buy these loans, the securities underlying the loans, from the bank. So that might make the banks more willing to lend.
Now, this would only apply to new home loans, right? Not refinancing?
Exactly. It doesn't apply to refinancing. And I think some people are going to find that, a sticking point, considering there are a lot of folks out there who are going to lose their homes if they can't refinance into a better situation. Treasury sees this as a way to stabilize home prices so that if your home is worth $150,000 today, it will potentially increase, but it won't decrease if they can stabilize things, so you won't be at risk of losing your home. Some people don't agree that this is a good strategy, but this is what Treasury thinks is going to help.
But it would take a while for that to, for any of the stabilization to take effect after
yes.
this.
Yeah, I don't think this is a quick fix. Although, I guess if people already were starting to cancel their home loans and wait for this program to start. So I think you may see some, immediate impact in terms of more people wanting to get into the market to buy loans. But you obviously have to have banks willing to make the loans. And I don't think this is going to be a quick process. And also, we don't know for sure that Treasury is going to do it. They're still just talking about it.
Deborah Solomon is a writer for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.